Volume 3. Chapter 1. As they entered the Pemberley estate, Elizabeth felt nervous. The park was very large, and they travelled through a beautiful wood before Pemberley House came into view. It was a large, handsome stone building, built on high ground, with hills behind it and a stream in front. Elizabeth had never seen a place in such complete harmony with the surrounding natural beauty. They drove up to the house, and Elizabeth's apprehensions about meeting Darcy returned. Perhaps the maid had been mistaken. The housekeeper showed them around the house, which Elizabeth admired greatly. It was very grand, but tasteful. Compared with Rosings, it had less splendour and more real elegance. She wished to ask the housekeeper if the owner was really absent, but did not dare. In the end, the question was asked by Mr. Gardiner. The housekeeper confirmed that he was away. "But we expect him tomorrow with a large party of friends," she added. Elizabeth felt relieved that their visit to Pemberley had not been delayed a day. Above the mantelpiece was a portrait of Mr. Wickham. "That is the son of the late master's steward," explained the housekeeper. "He has now gone into the army, but I am afraid he has turned out very wild. And this," she said, pointing to another picture, "is Mr. Darcy. I have heard he is a fine person. It is a handsome face. Is it like him, Lizzie?" asked Mrs. Gardiner. "Does the young lady know Mr. Darcy?" asked the housekeeper. "A little," said Elizabeth, blushing. "And do you not think him a very handsome gentleman?" "Yes, very handsome," she replied. Next was a painting of Miss Darcy as a young girl. "Is Miss Darcy as handsome as her brother?" inquired Mrs. Gardiner. "Oh, yes, the handsomest young lady that ever was seen, and so accomplished. She plays and sings all day long. In the next room is a new piano, a present from her brother. She is coming tomorrow with him." "Is Mr. Darcy here very often?" asked Mr. Gardiner. "Not as often as I would like. He spends about half his time here. If he were to marry, you might see more of him here." "Yes, sir, but I do not know when that will be. I do not know who is good enough for him. Everybody who knows him here will say the same. I never had a cross word from him in my life, and I have known him since he was 4 years old. I am very lucky to have such a master. His father was an excellent man, and the young master is just like him, just as kind to the poor. Some people call him proud, but I never saw anything of it. I think it is only because he does not talk about nothing all the time." Elizabeth was amazed to hear this account of Darcy. Everybody here regarded him very highly, and it was very significant that an intelligent servant praised him so much. She stood before his portrait and felt admiration for him. They thanked the housekeeper and walked out into the grounds. Suddenly, Mr. Darcy appeared before them. Their eyes met, and both Darcy and Elizabeth felt surprised and awkward. It was impossible not to talk to him, and it was a difficult conversation. He was no longer the proud, cold man she had met in Hertfordshire. Instead, he was very polite and friendly. He was clearly also nervous. Elizabeth felt truly ashamed, and she was grateful when he could think of nothing more to say and left. Her appearance at Pemberley must seem very strange and probably disgraceful to him. His manners had been gentle, and so different from on their last meeting when he gave her the letter. They continued on their walk, and a little later, Elizabeth was astonished when she saw Darcy approaching them once again. This time, however, they were both a little more composed. Darcy asked to be introduced to her friends. She worried that he would look down on them, as he did on other members of her family, but he was very civil. He talked to Mr. Gardiner about fishing and invited him to fish on the Pemberley estate whenever he chose. "Why is he so altered?" thought Elizabeth. "Surely it is impossible that he could still love me." They walked further. Mrs. Gardiner was tired and walked more slowly together with her husband. Darcy and Elizabeth walked together. "Your housekeeper informed us that you would not be here till tomorrow," said Elizabeth. "I came early to speak to my steward," explained Darcy. "The rest of the party will join me tomorrow. My sister will be with them. Would you allow me to introduce her to you?" Elizabeth was again greatly surprised, but immediately agreed. She felt that this was an unexpected compliment from Darcy, and realized that he certainly had no ill feeling toward her.